certainly all retail settings inclusive of supermarkets, groceries and malls, places of worship, for example, cinemas and theatres, spas and beauty saloons. Ports of entry and their respective conveyances, example airports, seaports, airplanes, helicopters and ferries, because of the close interplay between persons, they can't maintain that social distance. It's a closed environment in most instances, and of course there's recirculation of air in some instances as well. Public transportation, again, crowded transportation hubs, buses, taxis, maxis, bus terminals are high-risk environments. Buildings with high concentrations of people and low airflow, example crowded workplaces where physical distances cannot be maintained and there's inadequate ventilation. Correctional and detention facilities for adults and juveniles, children's homes, geriatrics homes, homeless shelters, and these are vulnerable people, so generally we want to protect them.